Promote Slug at community events all summer long as a member of our marketing team. Head to slugmag.com/opportunities to apply today.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves. My name is Jared Asplund, and I sing in the band Martian Cult. The members of the band are Elowen Lapointe, who plays bass, Derek Clark, who plays keyboards and synthesizers, Justin Richardson, who plays guitar, and Blair Draper on the drums. The name Martian Cult came from a concept for a comic book that my friend and I made up, but never actually made. We got tattoos for the comic book, which was The Martian King and the Lonely Android. And yeah, Martian Cult seemed like the ideal band name. I was in a band on and off for about 5 years called Daisy and the Moonshines. We had been friends since I was about 16 and played around quite a bit, but eventually I wanted to take things more seriously. I told my friends in Daisy that I wanted to leave the band so that I could start this other band and go on tour. Elowen and Blair had joined Daisy towards the end of its life, so I started showing them the songs and we were rehearsing them a little bit. And eventually we brought in Justin to play guitar, and we had played with him before in a band called Terracotta. Elowen and I got married in September of 2016, and it was around that time that I had reached out to Justin's friend Derek and told him that I would be happy to teach him how to play keyboards with the hopes that he would eventually join the band and go on tour with us, which I thought was a pretty sweet deal. The mission of the band's sound was to make songs that felt very visual, kind of like a movie or a sci-fi movie where the music was very important, as well as the story. All the songs are kind of little stories and the music is the soundtrack. And I wanted to do this in an honest DIY rock and roll setting. Movies and video games tend to inspire my songwriting quite a bit. There have been actually many times that I've written a song and somebody has pointed out to me that I've accidentally bitten a video game soundtrack or movie score or something like that. This band was really started as a vessel for me to live my childhood dream and go on tour. I started booking our first tour before we had even played a show or recorded anything outside of demos. Throwing ourselves into the ring this way inspires us to work extra hard on being a well-rehearsed band to make up for lack of experience. I think we have the same basic approach now, although we had more restrictions at the very beginning because of our technical abilities, and we've progressed to a point now where we are able to do a little bit more intricate and complex stuff and make more complex arrangements. We've been on 3 tours now, and every single tour we go on, we grow hungrier to become a better band. It's forced us to get better so that we're able to hold our own in a world of more experienced musicians that we see on the road. We really want to be able to contribute to the growing Salt Lake music scene, and this is something that we think about when choosing shows. If we can play a show that as a whole makes people realize that going out to shows is awesome and you should do it all the time instead of just staying home and watching TV, which is something I do a good amount of as well, then it's something we are going to want to participate in. The goal is to play shows that are fun for people and give them something to look forward to, and to show that you don't have to go to an arena or pay $30 for a show, and you can instead you can go to Gold Blood or Kilby Court or Urban to see your friend's band and have just as much fun. The song Lonely Android is really a summation of the entire first EP. It's about an android and a human who fall in love, but humanity doesn't trust androids or technology, so the humans try to squash them or treat them poorly. Meanwhile, there is a Martian cult who is taking them in to create an army to destroy the humans who cannot be persuaded otherwise.
You're stuck in a basement, but safe from the nuclear zoo. I hope that our love can outlive humans too. It's hot on the surface. Is it cool underground?
Have a new single that is out now called Simmer Down that I wrote after watching Fela Kuti videos on YouTube for 2 hours. It's on our SoundCloud and Bandcamp, Spotify, and iTunes. So go listen to it and play it at your house parties and play it in your car and play it loud.
Can't stand another Tuesday night in? Use Slug's daily calendar to fill your social calendar for you.